Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. I'm glad to be back, and I am glad that you're listening to this podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today. We have an album review.
The latest African album review is...
Now, the celebrated Ghanaian outfit R2Bs have been around for the greater part of maybe 15 years thereabouts and have given us hit after hit after hit. They come through with a new album that they released this year. It's called Site 15. And I'm here to review that. Anyway, peeps, let's go.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
So, the lethal R2B's Wizkid combo was at play on the opening track on Site 15 titled Straight From Mars. I mean, these guys are so good you'd think they're alien, right? yeah. The song reminds me of their first hit collabo, Slow Down, which has a video, I think it was filmed in South Africa. And it became a mellow anthem for the Afrobeat lover. That was my first R2B song that I really loved. Like, I was like, wait a minute, Wizkid and R2Bs are really doing something here. Straight From Mars, I think, really picks up from there, even though they've had other songs together between then and now. Payday comes through with near elementary but genius rhymes. I know he gets a lot of flack for his flow, but I feel like people sometimes misunderstand what he's actually doing, and he's on a genius level. I'd say he really has grown into his element as a very easygoing rapper, and it shows in this song. Straight From Mars is not really the only song with a high-profile collab on here. The bass-heavy My Baby comes through with the charming melodies of Nigeria's Burna Boy, who's having a phenomenal 2019 so far. I mean, yeah, he's just picked up from 2018. Just going into 2019, Burna Boy really has done some exceptional things. The beat capitalizes on the strengths of everybody on the track. They also enlist the talents of King Promise on the song Picture. I mean, this album is good with collabos. Site 15 really picked up on track 2, which is Sunshine, and Moody's, in my opinion, really stepped out of his shell and flexed his vocal brilliance. This is basically what Site 15 ends up being, like just a brilliant show of versatility. The album easily, and I mean easily, swings between generic Afrobeat sound to the Ghanaian hip life and Azonto sounds, then dancehall and a bit of hip-hop, like on the title track. This, in many ways, means Site 15 changes pace ever so consistently. You're occasionally met by infectious West African rhythms, like on the song I Dey Miss You, which boasts a very catchy guitar. Then you get the highly melodic songs that tempt you to dance, such as Wabaso, which is one of my favorite tracks on here. It's a song about a disgruntled boyfriend being mistreated by their love interest who's decided to leave. Seems like she had had enough, but the case from R2Bs was legit compelling here. I think it was a compelling case. Good track, my dudes. I mean, yeah, that's a good track. And just for good measure, Wabaso is followed by Over, where the duo are complaining about a breakup. So you know you get the flow of the album here. So on Wabaso, they're like, hey, why are you trying to break up with me? On Over, they're like, hey, why did you break up with me? And Over is, a big song. Released last year, I think.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This album really has the key undertones of a very good Afrobeat album. It's hard to fault in that manner. At the same time, I can't say that within the mixing and mastering, I could find like major high points that made me stop in my tracks. I guess this is a general thing to say with Afrobeat albums. We're no longer making very, and I've said this before, very vivid Dr. Dre-esque attention to detail type albums. And it doesn't make the music bad or anything. It's just that's how Afrobeats is. They typically don't offer that vividness where you can scrutinize and appreciate every little sound. They just generally sound good, but don't really go above and beyond to sound phenomenal. So it's the difference between good and great. The dynamic between Moogies and Payday is actually quite phenomenal. I think from a long time ago, many have agreed that Moogies is the vocally talented one who can really carry the harmonies and the chords. And Payday is very unassuming but hard-hitting as a lyricist with a skillfully loaded armory. The blend between the two has been responsible for a string of hits dating back to over a decade, right? So in general, when looking at Site 15 as a project, it's dominated by a lot of social commentary, mostly related to love and relationships. And this is something I've come to expect of R2Bs. For me, this is really vintage R2Bs, really. They thrive on a very simple concept tangent that they really execute to tug on your heartstrings. And because it's life as we experience it, it's really easy to relate to. When you consider their multilingualism, it adds a much needed anticipation to the delivery. So when they mix English with one of their local languages, it just sounds good. Such is their versatility that Payday's flow can change at any time. Anytime. He raps 10 different times throughout this album. 10 different ways, rather, throughout this album, with some sprinkles of dancehall here and there. So that's pretty cool. On the other hand, Moogies can give you raw and raspy, as well as smooth and silky R&B-like vocals. I mean, we're spoiled for choice with these two. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I think on Site 15, my standout tracks. My standout tracks would be Wabaso, the one that I mentioned earlier. Yesterday, Paranoid, Straight From Mars, X, and maybe Over as well. I'll add Over in there, even if it dominated our playlists last year. I know we have a short attention span, but I think it's still a timeless track, really good sounding. And I mean, not to take away anything from the rest of the album, to be honest, they did nail the concept such that you can listen from start to finish without considering skipping a track. And hey, that's one of the surefire signs that you've got a good album on your hands. This is one of my favorite albums of 2019 so far, without a doubt. Get yourself a copy or stream it online. And that's it. That was the Site 15 album review for R2Bs. And my name is MJ Wemoto. And I'll catch you next time. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.